One of the guys likely to be on the field for your Toronto FC is Stephen Betashore, and he joins me now. Steve, I got to ask you, it's been about a two-week wait. What have you been doing all this time?
Preparing for the match. We're definitely excited. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't have a game right after that big victory in New York City, but, you know, just one of those things. It's part of the game, international break, and we're just preparing for our upcoming match, which is against Montreal.
Now, I got to ask you, like, how come Seba gets the courtside seats next to Brendan Shanahan? And you guys, I didn't see anybody else getting courtside seats next to Shanny and Larry Tannenbaum.
I think mine got lost in the mail or something. I was looking for it. I don't know. It must have got lost in the mail.
Maybe. But your addition to this Toronto FC team this year has been, you've been a big part of this team, really cutting back on the goals against, and went from 58 a season ago to only 39 this season, and obviously very few so far through this postseason, keeping the best offense in the league scoreless in the last round of the playoffs. You've been a welcome addition, and it's really been a team effort on defense. How would you categorize the way this team has bought in collectively to keeping goals out of your own net?
Yeah, obviously I appreciate that, and it's been a pleasure so far being here. And it really is what you said. It's really a team effort, and from preseason to this point, the coaches have been trying to instill that within this group. And it starts off with Seba and Josie up front, and putting a good amount of pressure on their back line, and it trickles down from the midfield to the defender. So if one guy's not really doing their job, it makes it a lot more difficult for the rest of the group. So I think as of late, we've really been executing well, and hopefully we can continue through the playoffs like that.
Yeah, and it was a tough game against New York City FC, but here against Montreal, everybody knows Ignacio Piatti is the man of danger that they like to go through, and really he likes to patrol on your area of the field. So you more than anybody are going to be in tough against Nacho Piatti. What is it? What is it that makes him so difficult to defend against?
Yeah, I mean I think everybody knows he's a world class player, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. He's one of those players where you have to focus for 90 minutes, and you have to constantly be aware of his positioning and where he's at. And once he gets the ball dribbling and gets momentum, he's very, very difficult to stop. So it's really about stopping that momentum and having him get the ball on his feet and comfortable dribbling at you. So again, it goes kind of to what I mentioned earlier about from the pressure from the forwards to the midfielders, to the back line. If everyone does their job, it makes it a little bit easier for everybody else, and in my case, marking Piatti. But if some people miss up, slip up, or anything breaks down, then you get into an unfortunate position where you're just one-on-one, and then he's running at you, and he's one of the best in the league. You put him up there with, like, Seba. If he's dribbling at you 1v1, you're not a happy camper.
Yeah, no doubt. Playing at Stade Olympique in Montreal, it's going to be more than 60,000 we're expecting. Bit of a hostile environment, I guess you could say, but really of more importance is the field of play and how that AstroTurf or whatever the turf is going to look like over there at the Olympic Stadium. How do you think that plays into the way the game is played on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing crowd. I think most of our guys have played in sorts of crowds like this. So it shouldn't be anything that we're unfamiliar with. But as far as the field conditions, it's obviously indoor and on turf. It'll be a little bit different than on natural grass. It'll be a little bit quicker. The ball won't necessarily have a true bounce. So I think the coaching staff is trying to prepare us as well as they can, and to get ready physically and mentally for the challenge. And hopefully we can do everything right on Tuesday and come back home ultimately with a good result.
Stephen Betashore, our guest here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Sportsnet Radio Network. TFC against the Montreal Impact on Tuesday, the first leg of their Eastern Conference Final in MLS. I know a lot has been made. You've played in Canada for a while. A lot of people here in Toronto who are jumping on the bandwagon here for TFC may not know that you were a member of the Vancouver Whitecaps. And, this is a big day for Canadian soccer. These these two games, over 100,000 people packing into these stadiums, BMO Field and the Olympic Stadium. It's in a weird way, a lot of people are talking about it as one of the biggest games for Canadian soccer in recent memory. How do you feel about it as an American?
Yeah, you know, I did play the last 2 years in Vancouver, and I feel that sense of not necessarily urgency, but just that pride, and they want to be successful, and that passion. So, you know, being with the Whitecaps, I saw that passion. Now coming over to Toronto, I really see the passion that thrives just to win, and they really want to get behind your team. And I think it's great right now for two Canadian teams to be in the Eastern Conference Final. It says a lot about how Canadian soccer has improved, and hopefully it continues to improve. And, you know, hopefully we can be hosting the trophy at the end of the day, and it'll be great for Canadian soccer, not just the city of Toronto.
You guys got the pressure of, you know, getting 10 years from now a new generation of Canadian soccer players. So, you know, no pressure on you guys, but, you know, this whole run of yours means a lot to Canadian soccer for the future.
No pressure. Yeah. Not at all.
No pressure whatsoever. Steve, you know, the run's been great already, and it's going to be a fantastic scene on Tuesday night in Montreal. We wish you guys all the best. Good luck in the first leg, and we'll welcome you back home for November 30th for the second leg, and hopefully you guys can book your place into the final then.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for having me as well.
There he is. Thanks for joining us. Steven Betashore, and you can follow him on Twitter at S. Betashore, Toronto FC defender.